Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. Would you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Pease.
Okay, this is the time for public comment. For those of you that have not been to a Board of Directors meeting before, this is where the public can speak on any issues that are not agendized. In other words, an issue that's not on the agenda. And that could be anything, from park benches to street cleaning. Anything other than what's on the agenda. So is there anybody here that would like to speak on something other than items that are agendized? I have a card here from last name Rossler.
Yeah.
And it says, did you want to speak on agenda item B, which is public comments?
Yeah, I was confused.
Nope.
So I guess G?
G3, and when we get to that, we'll give you an opportunity to come up to the mic and speak, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't seem to have your agenda other than possible action regarding water meter. Is there more agenda?
All the agendas we have were put out on the back counter, I believe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are there still lists on there?
It's two pages.
Oh, I see. There's a
okay.
Nope, there's a whole
other
one.
Thank you.
May I ask for
30
seconds to read?
Are there any public comments? I don't see any, so I will close public comment at this point and move on to the consent calendar.
Move approval of the consent calendar?
I second.
The consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Is there any public comment with regards to the consent calendar? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you. Is Leah here? Anybody from Supervisor Burgess's office?
She's on her way, sir. She's in 3 minutes.
I will skip that and move on to the Sheriff's office. Thank you.
Well, that's too late.
Good evening. Thanks for coming. I'll just be real brief here. All right, Sheriff's Office, last month we had two vandalisms, four identity theft or fraud, one grand theft from building, four shoplifts, and one theft from a vehicle. We had 82 traffic stops. 38 of those were moving violations, 44 were non-moving, resulting in 10 citations, and 11 parking citations, followed up with 5 tow vehicles. That's about all I have. I just want to mention that we are seeing a rash of shoplifting coming from the Safeway supermarket shopping center area. I've reached out to both the property manager and to Safeway itself, so we're actually trying to deal with it. Take care of business and hopefully at the end to at least put a damper on their activities. And since we have so many folks here from the area, I want to bring up a topic that comes up about this time of year every year, which is phone scams. Last month in the town, we had at least two that I know of, where they're calling in saying, hey, we're from the IRS, we're from the sheriff's office, we're from whatever public agency looking for a fine because you failed to show up for jury duty, or you know, your spouse is in trouble, you need to send us money now. We don't do that. If you have any questions, please contact the sheriff's office or the law enforcement agency that they're identifying themselves as, and we will get into it. Any questions? Yes.
This might be a good time to give you a little talk about locking the doors and everything, since we have a good crowd in the room right
sure.
now. About how most of the thefts occur and why?
Well, most thefts are, like to face the audience, the microphone doesn't work.
Sure.
Most thefts occur as a crime of opportunity. If you see it, or if the thieves see it in your car, laptops, cell phones left overnight, charging it on your dashboard, waiting for you to go the next morning to work, they know they're going to get something out of the cart, and they're going to break in, they're going to take whatever they can. Again, targets of opportunity. Same goes for mail. Mail theft results 9 out of 10 times in identity theft, not immediately, usually somewhere around 3 to 9 months down the road. So I suggest that every day you come home from work, you grab your mail and take it inside with you. Don't leave it out overnight. Again, it's a target of opportunity, especially the banked mailboxes. You just have to rip off the back and then now have access to the 12, 24 mailboxes. Again, if you do become a victim of mail theft, then my suggestion to you is notify us and take the report and notify the credit bureaus, put a credit flag on your credit so that you can monitor it for the next several months to make sure nothing else that comes up.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your report. I think I saw Leah come in. Did I? Okay, let's go. Hey, there she is. Leah Castleberry from Supervisor Fergus's office.
Hello.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Really quickly, Public Works is going to implement a traffic detour on Balfour Road for the shoulder widening project. So the project consists of widening Balfour Road from an 18-foot pavement width to an interim 36-foot pavement width. Sorry, I ran up here. Between Bixler Road and Sellers Avenue, which will require the need for paved shoulders, installation of storm drain ditches, and relocation of existing utilities. A left turn pocket will be added to east and west leg of Balfour Road at Byron. And a left turn pocket will be built at the west leg of Balfour Road at Bixler Road. The detour will be in effect from Sellers Avenue to Byron Highway. Eastbound traffic will be detoured via local streets, while westbound traffic will remain on Balfour Road. The detour will be in effect from tomorrow, May 3rd through mid-July, is the expected date of completion on that. And then also, for those who travel Marsh Creek, Public Works is going to be replacing the Marsh Creek Road Bridge, which is approximately 2 miles east of the Morgan Territory Road in Clayton. Roadwork will begin April 30th with a completion in December of 2018. So they won't be closing anything off, but I'm sure it will probably affect traffic going through that area. And then also just a heads up to all residents that code enforcement is gearing up for RV and trailer parking enforcement in driveways. As we approach the summer weather, they were supposed to start last month, but with the homeless encampments in Antioch and dealing with that as they moved to unincorporated areas, we've been kind of dealing with that right now. So probably within the next few weeks, we will be starting on that. So that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And CHP.
Hello, Board. Officer Thomas of the Highway Patrol Contra Costa area.
Good evening.
Good evening. The activity we had out here last month, there was for the arrest made, there were 6 DUI arrests, 2 arrests for driving on a suspended license, 2 arrests for hit and run collisions, 1 for driving a vehicle without an intoximeter or intoxilizer, and then 1 for driving a stolen vehicle. The citations that were written, right here in Discovery Bay itself, there was 22 speed citations, 1 for a stop sign, 1 for registration, 1 other, which is like cell phone, 1 right-of-way violation, 1 CEQA violation. The surrounding area, which would be like Highway 4, everything out, Balfour Road, Bixler, and stuff like that, there was 22 citations issued for speed, 2 for stop sign, 4 for registration, 2 for equipment violations, 2 for right-of-way violations, and 1 CEQA violation. That's what we had out here as well. So, you guys have any questions?
Any questions for the board?
Busy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being busy. All right. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks, guys.
I don't believe we have any liaison reports tonight. Any presentation? Then I would move into business and action items. Item G. Item 1.
Staff. I'm going to turn this over to Dana to talk about the MPDES permitting.
Good evening. Every 5 years, the district must renew its National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit for the town's wastewater effluent leaving treatment Plat 2 and discharging into Old River. The permit renewal is due January 2019 and takes about 3 to 4 months to develop and complete. Gregory Harris, the district wastewater engineer, is requesting authorization for Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. to prepare the wastewater discharge report along with supporting documents for the permit renewal. The cost of the to the district is $49,220, plus 10% charge change orders if needed. Into consideration.
Any questions from the board? Or a clarifying question? Any comments from the public? Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item G2. Oh, do you have more than that? Is that are
no,
you G2 also?
G2
too. Okay.
Yeah.
Stay right there.
I will. Thank you.
Can you turn the mic down a bit so it doesn't have the feedback?
Let's get the feedback on the one out there. Down just a touch. Thank you. Go ahead, Nina.
Hopefully that's good.
Okay, G2.
It's too much.
Cut the feedback off. Yeah, there's no more feedback.
Okay. Test.
Yeah, you're good. You're
good. In 2001, the state of California dissolved redevelopment agencies throughout the state and created a redevelopment agency oversight board as successor agencies. Each county's independent special district selection committee will be granted the authority to appoint one special district representative to the county's RDA oversight board. On April 25, 2018, the town of Discovery Bay receives correspondence from LAFCO Executive Director Luann Texera, informing all special district representatives of the call for nominations, eligibility requirements, and the process of appointment to nominate a candidate from each Contra Costa County special district to the countywide redevelopment agency oversight board. Would the town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors like to consider forwarding a nomination of one representative to the county's RDA oversight board?
Since the town of Discovery Bay has no redevelopment agency within its borders, I don't think it's appropriate for us to participate.
Okay. I don't think that that's part of our latent power, so we'll respectfully pass on that offer.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Item G3. Discussion and possible action regarding water meter installation project and payment options. Before I turn this over to staff, I just want to make a few comments. We out here in Discovery Bay are a community. When the state mandated that all residences and businesses have water meters, that mandate came to the district. It did not come to any one individual or household. Upon receiving that mandate, the town showed due diligence and the district put the project out to bid. We received several bids and the district accepted the lowest bid. These bids are public information and have been posted for a while on our town website. The project at roughly $3.1 million came in on budget, or virtually on budget. I think it was $17,000 over budget on a $3.1 million budget, which is relatively unheard of in a municipality. I think where things got complex was when we as a district started looking at this project as individual installations as opposed to a mandated district water meter project. Let me try to say this a little differently. If you live at the end of Discovery Point, you make use of a lot more infrastructure owned by the town, owned by the district, to get water to your house than you do to these houses right over here that are right next to our water treatment plant. But we don't charge those people any more money for delivery of their water because we're all part of a district. I think that we should consider that when we look at the water meter installation. What we're paying for is water to our homes without responsibility of who built the home, when the home was built. We just know that we had to put in water meters. Over the last couple of weeks, I've worked hard with staff to assure that alternative options would be explored and vetted by our legal counsel. Based on the nature of community service, I am sure that not everyone can be satisfied. However, I am sure that staff will present us with a well thought out recommendation. Staff, you're on.
Thank you. Before you is a staff report that gives some background and detail concerning the town's water meter installation project. On April 13, 2018, customers were sent a letter that provided the total cost of the water meter installation at their specific property. Customers were provided two payment options: to pay in full by May 15, 2018, or be automatically enrolled in a 10-year payment plan that included a pool share of the bond interest. The exact share of the interest would not be known until after May 15, because the share would be divided by those who did not pay in full. During the last board meeting on April 18, the board received public comment, which included objections to the cost of the water meter installation and to the payment options presented in the letter. The board determined that further consideration should be given to customer costs and payments, and staff is bringing this matter back before the board tonight. It should be noted that the questions at the last meeting have been answered in the frequently asked questions section of the town's website. Staff, in consultation with legal counsel, has reviewed several potential customer payment alternatives. Staff has considered the burden of payback on our customers, the impacts of individualized pricing, staff workload, and additional costs to the districts and customers. Staff recommends that the water meter installation project be treated in the same way as any other public works project, that being that the cost is contained in the water rate and spread among the new users. This is what was originally presented in the 2016 water rate study. The total project cost is $3,362,109.62. With this recommendation, the customer cost would be $8.01 a month. Staff recommends that all water meter installation payment checks received thus far be returned and adopt resolution 2018-04, authorizing the town to charge newly metered customers $8.01 a month on their water bill effective July 1st, 2018, until the cost of the water meter installation project has been satisfied.
Is there any clarifying questions from the board?
So I'm sure you said that at the beginning, but there were other options you looked at, I presume.
Yes.
Back in 2016, I remember I was talking about this, and I thought that was a good proposal. I like the idea of us going back into this mode.
Well, let's at this point then take public comment. As a reminder, some of you were here at the last meeting. Some of you, it's the first time you've been in a meeting. I would ask you to please exhibit decorum. I would like to see no applause between comments, because it just, there's a lot of people that want to talk, and in the effort to move forward, let's just make our comments and then go move to the next person. And remember that these are comments. The board will not be responding in a question and answer period, or it would go on forever. And that's just not the way it's done. So who's first? And you can line up if you'd like to make it simpler. Thank you, Ray.
Hi, my name is Bruce Frank. My wife and I are the homeowners at 1210 St. Andrews Drive. The only objection I have to this project was a lack of transparency. We received a bill for $1,455 without any detailed billing whatsoever. These are business decisions. We are not going to trust the board of Discover Bay or the town of Discover Bay to automatically do what's in our best interest. You should have provided detailed billing to every homeowner when we received the bill, in my case, $1,455. you wouldn't go to an auto dealership and have your car repaired and have them send you, or come out and tell you, well, that'll be $1,455, please. And say, well, I'd like to see the bill. And they say, well, I'm sorry, we can't show you that. And instead of more transparency, you opt for less by suspending individual requests for detailed billing. And I think that was wrong.
Thank you.
First of all, I wanted to thank you guys for all the hard work you do for the city. So, and my problem with my bill is it's just for quite a bit more than my neighbors. There was no work done in my house. There was no construction. I walked outside, two guys were sitting on my driveway. They said, I said, how's it going, guys? They said, yeah, we don't have a park, we've got to get a cover. Other than that, that's all we got to do to your place. My bill is $1,347 or something. There were no new boxes, no digging out, no concrete breaking or anything like that. And I'm not happy with that amount of that bill. My neighbors are at concrete work. I talked to many of them, $800, $750, $800, $900. Makes no sense. So I would like to know if there's a way I can verify or get assurance as to what work was actually done in my place.
Thank you, Ray. Can I ask you to hold me? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm Kurt Rossler. Thank you very much for the work you guys are doing too. This is not easy. I have a question that maybe staff can answer that I didn't get out of the staff report. And the $8.01, how long will it take for the bonded indebtedness to be paid off?
I can do that. I'm gonna violate my rules. It's 120 months. And that is not just for the bond, that's also for repayment of, because we did take money out of, more than half of the money came out of reserves. So in the combination of paying back the bond and the returning of the reserves, I'm not taking more questions, but that was a simple one, 120 months.
Okay, and that's good, because we've got to replenish our reserves.
Absolutely.
Well then, I fully support staff's recommendation and hope you go forward with it. I have the same problem with everybody else here. I've got a next door neighbor that got a $500 bill. I got a $900 bill and an $800 bill on the other side of me. So, but I think the report is good. It's valid. It's the way it should have been done in the first place. But we're going to save you guys a lot of time, too.
Thank you.
So,
appreciate
staff,
the comments,
sir. Thank you very much for that.
Ma'am.
I've been here for 40 years this year, seeing a lot of things, and thank you for your hard work. I know it's a tough transition, but help everybody with what they need. What I'm concerned with is my particular house that I received the flyer with the dollar amount on is my rental. So I don't want any kind, if I don't pay the dollar amount that was on the flyer that I received with no signature, no breakdown of what exactly this whole dollar amount was. I don't want that to be put onto the water bill for my tenants, so I would like to see some kind of plan or option B for people who have rentals.
Thank you for your comments. Ma'am?
Hello. My name is Janet Gomez, and I'd like to remind the board here that you may see us as a community, but we are not a commune. You have just added $173 to my bill that I got by wanting to share the wealth with everyone. My concern is about this meter in terms of its ownership. Am I leasing it? Am I renting it? Is it mine? Does it belong to the property? Is it part of the property parcel now? Because if it is, the law really doesn't go into effect to 2025, and I don't know what this kerfuffle is about it until then. It can sit there as long as it wants. So I do need to know. I asked both my attorney and my accountant. They want to know if this is a land improvement, if it is something that can be written off, is it, anyway, there's a lot more information that we as landowners, and I know you may feel you have the right to get 5 feet on each side, but it's my property, and I'm not sure where this little beeper fits in terms of its value. So if it's the town's infrastructure, I appreciate it. Everybody is thanking you for your job. I'm seeing a lot of shrugs and hand gestures on your part. I want you to tell you that I think this is miserable. We worked really hard. I just spent 2 hours on a commute to get here by 7 o'clock. That's why I'm not often here. And to see that this is sort of like, well, come on, you guys, we're just going to all pull in the books. And don't worry, it might be 10 years, might be 12. Don't worry about it. Well, we do worry about it. I'm hoping to retire in January, and things like this could make that possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As a reminder, so there's a lot of questions that could be answered on the website under frequently asked questions.
Well, mine's kind of similar to hers. I know you say you don't want to answer any more questions, but I just want to confirm 2025 was when we had to do this. Yes? Okay. Why 7 years prior? That's the only question I have.
I could talk to you about that afterwards. Okay. If you'd like. I'd be more than willing to sit and talk with you about that. Thank you.
You
can do
that. That's all I ask.
Order, please. One person talking at a time. Thank you.
I was in the back and I couldn't hear what you were saying. I paid my bill the first day, Monday, because I couldn't even sleep the first night. So I said, screw it, I'm just paying the $1,400. Now you're saying that you're going to return my check and I'm getting involved in this interest thing? Can you answer me that? I couldn't hear. You're going to return my check and then I'm involved in this 10-year program? Is that correct?
Yes.
That's it.
That's the recommendation from staff.
From who? I'm sorry?
From staff. That's the recommendation that we're looking at.
So
this
time. I can't pay it. That's, wow.
No.
That's crap. I don't pay.
Frank Lissington, Discovery Bay.
Hello, Frank.
The town of Discovery Bay has available funds to pay 100% of all costs for the state-mandated water meters. As of June 30, 2016, cash on hand at financial institutions was $13.9 million. As of June 2017, cash on hand at financial institutions was $18.4 million, an increase of $2.5 million. As of June 30, 2016, investments with the Contra Costa County Treasurer was $10 million. As of June 30, 2017, investments with the Contra Costa County Treasurer was $11 million, an increase of $1 million. As of June 16, the unrestricted net asset position was $13.1 million. As of June 30, 2017, the unrestricted cash asset position was $16.6 million, an increase of $3.5 million. There is no excuse for charging homeowners for water meters, and for the April 1, 2017, $8.8 million revenue bond issued by the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority, also known as the CSD Board. Homeowners need to take back control of 3 seats from this current CSD Board in November 2018 elections. 2, pay back all water meter charges. Dissolve the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority and eliminate future revenue bond issuance. Ensure that all future property fees and charges shall be voted by the homeowners. Thank you.
Yay.
Good evening, Town of Discovery Bay Board. My name is Frank Morgan. I've been in the community for a while. I want to say thank you very much. To me, personally, this is how it's supposed to work. You listen to comments, you make modifications, and you try and do what's best for everybody. A lot of times, folks don't necessarily realize we are all the water district here in the town of Discovery Bay. We all are part of that. A couple of things. In my previous life, I did 32 years of civil service at different agencies, 4 different agencies. And in that, one of my responsibilities was to retrofit fuel stations with the new EBR4 retrofit for environmental stuff. We had a mandate, just like the water bill. We had a projected time. It was like 4 years out. we in the agencies that I work for went ahead and did it early, and thank goodness that we did. When you got down to the last year or 2 years, when that was coming due to the deadline, in this case, 2025, there were no parts to be found for the fuel stations. There were no contractors to hire. Prices doubled and tripled for the same service that you would have got a few years earlier. So I thank you for doing it early. And another little side thing for people to maybe think about is actually, if you look at your property tax bill, you were paying your water bill through your property tax. I happen to be paying less now with the water meter in than I was paying in property tax for my water bill. And enough so to overcome the $8.01. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's not easy, but I think you're on the right track. Thank you.
Next.
Hey. Hi. I'm Arlene Tarantino. I was here last week. I was here multiple meetings last year. Last year you were going to go with the flat fee, and all of the residents that overflowed that elected you as our board thought that they did not want a flat fee. You went back to reconsider. You came back and said you were going to go with a three-tier program. But that's not what you did. You went with things where everybody got billed all over the board for unaccountable bills. Bills that were not given line items. People have requested their line item bill over 2 weeks ago, have still not received them. So first of all, I just want to point out, when the room was overflowing last year, when you went flat fee and everybody was against it, you went three-tier, but that's not what you did. Everybody got an unaccountable, separate bill that doesn't seem to have any auditing to it. Maybe it does, but that's where we lack transparency. There's just no audit. Then I want to read something for somebody who wasn't able to be here. Just when I went and saw Mike about 3 weeks ago regarding my bill, he did print me out an itemized bill of everything that was being charged for. Under labor, I had $950, but it was not itemized for a fair hourly rate or description of the work that was done properly, which was approximately 30 minutes. But that was funny. I would not use the word funny. I would use interesting.
Disturbing.
The address on the copy that I was given wasn't even my address. It was a different person's address, so somebody else on Marlin, we live on Sandpoint, have been given the same bill. Again, there seems to be no audit of the bills that we're being charged. And now you're wanting us to accept $8.01, which seems fair, but it's not. It's not, because there's no accountability of the contractors who did the work, who are billing, and there's no audit. So again, that's where we go back to your original residents that elected you last year said that they did not want a flat fee. Now your residents are saying, we want transparency, we want accountability, and we want an audit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you. Next, please. Thank you, girl. Hi, my name is Michael. Reagan's up about 4 or 5 things, so I'll go back quick. The first of the counter to Mr. Morgan, who spoke, maybe by waiting, there is on the opposite side, as technology improves and costs might go down too, rather than going fast. I called the city of Lodi last year, who had similar meters installed, and they were charging their public $350 installation costs. We have two properties here. One was billed at $795, one was billed at $1,437. So on the breakdown, you called it construction type 1 in one home and construction type 3 in another. Looking at both meters, there's no digging, no cement work, nothing of any kind. They look the same to me. So I I don't know how to justify that, and that's all I got with the breakdown. I'm looking on that breakdown, I'm looking at shared costs, things like construction outreach, data collection, database management, town of Discovery Bay outreach. That to me seems like the cost of doing business should be incurred by Discovery Bay, not us. That's my opinion there. And if the home gets sold, what happens to this bill? Does it stay with the people moving, or does it come with new owners? I don't know there. One more thing. I called the town about 4 months ago, once the meter was installed, and asked if the tax roll was going to be reduced, because now we pay about $2,200, I do, on tax for water and sewage. That's all, to my knowledge, you can collect for. So will we lose about 50% of that now, or what? And what I was told by the town is it will not be taken off the tax bill because the cost had increased, and so has the infrastructure, which I don't really think I've seen any. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. You can pull it down a little bit. There you go.
Thank you. So we live on Surfside, and my husband actually moved down here before I did, so he's been paying the water through the property taxes for 9 years or so. And he couldn't be here, so I'm here representing him. Basically, all these years, we have been paying again through the property taxes. And it was, my understanding is that it's an equal share of, you know, all the residents around here. And even though all these years, because of the drought and everything, we've been conserving, even though during these years, other people would water their lawns. And during the hot summer days, even we saw other people having green lawns, and our lawn was going, turning brown, literally turning brown. I mean, now it's green because of the rain. But anyway, again, like Mr. Morgan said, our bill has actually gone a little bit lower since the change. Second comment I wanted to make is, after they installed that water meter, the casing, it's actually cracked, very badly cracked. So if it cracks even further and it needs to be replaced, what's going to happen? Are we going to get charged again? So just thought I'd mention that.
Name's Steve August. Just a couple, not questions, things that I want you to do.
I like it.
Okay. Well, I'll listen.
First of all, I was at the last meeting, and you stated that Discovery Bay was not going to make any money on this whole operation. So at the next, when you rewrite your monthly whatever, could you explain Discovery Bay's outreach program, the Discovery Bay field service fee, and the staff contingency fee? I don't know what those are, but if those are standard fees, and then I multiplied that by, I think, 3,500 installations of water meters, that's $116,000, $117,000. Now, I don't know what those items are. Maybe you can explain that in your website. Last thing I wanted, I looked up this construction company for their licensing, and the last date that I got that they were effective was in like 1998. Did you guys vet this company that you signed a contract with? Maybe you could put that in your report, because I just couldn't find anything on this company other than back to 1998.
That's all. Thank you. Hi, I'm Derek Bonner. I've been here for about 18 years. I, like most of the people here, are a little bit irritated with the old water meter issue. We got the bill just like everybody else, and my wife paid it out of fear. Hearing that there's going to be a finance charge that you don't know what it's going to be,
And if you pay your bill off early, you still got to pay all the finance charge. I'm not sure that's legal. Also, the company that put in the water meters, I'm not too comfortable with mine. It's full of water. That means it's leaking. I don't want to pay for that. Maybe you guys ought to talk to them. Thank you.
Sir, can I get your address so we can check that out?
715 New Bryan.
Thank you.
Hi, David Sensio. Two weeks ago, I was kind of upset with my $840 bill. Now I have a $960 bill. And the person, I think there were some people that had $4,000 bill, so they're only going to pay the same as we are, right? $960, so they're getting a big break on theirs. And I thought last year in February, that's what we were doing, going against. We weren't going to send it out over everybody. Now, or spread it out over everybody. That looks exactly like what we're doing right now. So I wasn't happy with that 840. I'm even more unhappy with the 960. So I don't think that's what everybody wanted. And I know that it's a difficult process and everything. And the other thing is, you guys have known what a mess this has been the whole time. Did any of you say pick 10 or 20 types of tiers and go out and look at them yourself and check the cost that was set up on that and ask some questions yourself, because you guys could have each gone there and picked some houses and made some decisions. At that time, you could have said, why this guy, and asked a question, take somebody with you. And if all they did put in was a meter and they're paying $900 or $1,500 or something, that was a time for you guys to look at that before it got to this point. And did you do that? I don't know. That would have been a nice thing to do, to have that, so that you wouldn't be here doing what you did right now if you looked at it and saw all the problems that were going on.
Thank you.
Good evening, Brian Gacho.
Hey, Brian.
Quick comment, just from the real estate perspective, whatever you guys ultimately decide on doing moving forward, I really do hope you have a provision in place that allows the homeowner to pay it off during the escrow period. It's going to be very convoluted to have a new buyer come in and then have the seller disclose exactly what the cost is, not know what it is or how long the period is. So I think having that option would allow a smoother escrow period for the buyers and sellers. So please have some type of payoff provision in place. Thank you.
My name's Joe Boyle. I live in the golf course. My neighbor and myself have our meters alongside each other in the grass. Their bill was $740. Mine's $1,400. I think somebody should take a look.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve Gross. I've been here for a long time. My situation is even more different. They came and told me I was going to have to cut down my trees for $20,000 in every month. They wouldn't negotiate on that at all. They just kept saying, I want you to cut the tree down so you can get a new meter. So I went out and did my own studying, did my own calling, found out that tree was not hurting the meter. It had grown over the top of it. So they could have dug it out and got to it very easily. And it would not cause damage to the water main or the water the way the pond root system works. I ended up having to pay $1,200 to get that cleared out, to get over, so they could get to the meter. Then they still sent me a bill for $1,400. And they were there in less than a half hour putting that meter in. And I had to film that. So all I know what to do is on my, I had already paid $1,200 in my pocket for something they could have done in that $1,400 bill.
Thank you.
Hi, I have a comment on the frequently asked questions.
Can you please come to the microphone?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I know,
it's recorded.
We're recording.
Y'all will be able to hear me just fine. Why can't the town, this is on the frequently asked questions, I printed it out. Why can't the town pay for the cost of meter installation with the reserve fund it has? And the answer is, the town's water funds come from water bills. The town's board of directors made the decision that the property owners should be responsible for their meters. So if we don't trust our board's decisions, I don't really feel that's quite fair. Another question and answer on the frequently asked questions. Did anyone go out to survey the properties in order to arrive at the $3.11 million budget? The answer is yes. Before the bid process, the town staff surveyed the properties street by street. Staff made determinations as to the estimated number of tier 1, 2, 3, as well as type 4 time and material installations. The town then provided their findings to the bidding contractors that attended the pre-bidding meeting. During the meeting, the town informed the bidding contractors how the estimates were determined and encouraged the bidding contractors to go out and survey the properties before submitting their bills. Maybe the town could have let us know as well.
Next, anybody else?
May I repeat?
No, we don't.
I didn't hear that rule.
We give everybody a chance.
I'm really not good at speaking in front of people, so I apologize. My name is Megan Prince. Nice to see everybody. I'm just going to read this question. It's a question I put on Nextdoor. I'm a realtor. My husband is. We have escrows going on right now. Buyer seller is wondering what's going on. We don't know how to disclose to them properly. So here's my question. Is the current homeowner the responsible party? Is this going to be attached to them personally, or is this an actual assessment on the property? And how do we disclose this to our clients? Because it could be a big issue, even if it's $500, $1,000, $2,000. Thank you.
Thanks for the question. I think that goes along the same lines as what Brian was saying.
I'm assuming each of you are homeowners in Discovery Bay. Are you all satisfied when you got your bill? And then talking to each other, why yours, Chris, is different than Bill's, is different than Rod's?
Good evening. I'm Rob Selzy. I'm a new resident here for a year and a half. Earlier on, a police officer up here told us to watch out for phone fraud.
Speaking of the microphone, they can probably hear you better.
Phone fraud.
Thank you.
From the people who have come up here so far talking about the bills and what they were being charged, sounds like the citizens you represent, some of them, that fraud committed against them by people you hired. You have an obligation now to investigate that.
Yes,
you need to do that before you proceed beyond. As far as the $9 a month, $8 a month, that is acceptable to me. With the provision that on the bill, you count down from what we're paying so that when it's paid off, it ends. That'll be about 10 years from now. I'm 70 years old. I probably won't be here, but I anticipate. A lot of us came out here to retire. I came from the Bay Area, and because it's nice out here. That's why I came out here. 10 years from now, when that's paid off, I want to see it stopped, but there's no way that we know when it's paid off. I think that should be itemized on each bill so that when it's done, it's done. You won't be, you may not be here. It's term limits, so, right? So you guys won't be here, so it needs to be accounted for while it's happening so that it stops when it's paid off. That's all I've got to say. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Dan Yurka, just COA. Thanks for everybody being here. Question I have for you is, in this process you went through, why did you not give the homeowners the opportunity to hire a home contractor to do the work instead of going through you and your company? If this was going to be ultimately our charge, put that price for about half what the bill is right now. Mm-hmm. That's even if I didn't do it myself. That's the frustrating part.
Okay.
The work that was performed was not worth the value that we're being forced to pay.
Hear, hear.
Whether it's 10 years, or tomorrow, or next week, the value is not there. And you guys have responsibility to explain to us where this went, why. That's all I'm asking. Explain it better than what we're getting.
That's very nice.
Thank you. Anybody else?
So what you guys have done is you've gone back and considered the rate you had from the last time, $1,500 bill, $2,900. You went back and said, look, nobody wanted the $960 bills. They didn't want to do that. But what we'll do is we'll add $8 a month to everybody's bill, give everybody their money back so they didn't have to pay it, which we're still paying the $960. So I was in the auto industry, pretty hard to trick. No, I mean, that's not impossible, but all you did was rework this so it sounded better, because you weren't going to allow anybody to put their money on their credit cards. They had to come out, write a check. Not everybody can do that. And so you said, well, we'll do it this way. We'll put them on the easy finance program, and they'll get over it. And the other thing is this is a utility. This isn't waving at the boat parade. You know, this affects everybody in the community. So hopefully you're going to have a support system that's going to be able to support that. People that are going to be able to take phone calls. People are going to be able to, you know, work with people that don't have the money, elderly, all the things that go along with a utility. So that's a big deal. You can't have a nice lady Mary drop off her kids. They come to work at 10 o'clock. She has to leave before to pick them up. Now, this is a big deal. There's a lot of people that live here, and there's going to be a lot of different circumstances. People move out, people move in, people don't pay, all kinds of things. So the other situation is, outside of that, hopefully you have that thought out better than you had this thought out, is the fact that what does happen if somebody moves? Does that still go with me? And they're still, you know, it's like having leased solar on your house. And I've got this bill that's set on my property. Am I going to now put that in escrow and have to satisfy that, or does that go with the water bill for the next person? I mean, that's the question that I think should probably be answered somehow, because you get real estate people that, you know, rent people and all that stuff. So as this bill goes on for 120 months, none of you are going to be here in 120 months. So the legacy is where does this end up? And we just move up next week and we still owe this money, or there's a transfer. So I think those are things that, you know, would help some of that too. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
We're taking one comment from each person once.
No more comment?
But not, really? You've already spoken. Thank you. These aren't new rules, folks. I'm not making these up as I go. This is the way the board operates. These are the rules that we publish, and this is the way we operate.
It's not exactly a line.
Really?
Hi, my name is Rich.
Rich, do me a favor and tilt that mic up a little bit, will you? Thank you very much.
I just live down the street on Sandpoint. I spent my career as an inspector for one of the cities on the bay, on the other side of the bay. I was a public works inspector in Indiana for a number of years. So I'm looking at my bill, my neighbor's bill, and they're, I don't know which tier it is, but they're $1,499 each. And all that's between us is a 4-inch wide mowing strip that came up to the back of the meters. It starts at my neighbor's wall and runs out to the meters. They cut 3 to 4 inches off the end of that 4-inch wide meter. Probably took them a minute, and the rest of the installation is straightforward. If they were going to kick it up to a, whatever tier that is, one or the other of us could be billed for it, but not both. Doesn't make sense to me at all why both of us got kicked up a tier for something I could have done myself in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
My neighbor and my meter is about 2 inches apart. Hers was a little over 800, mine was almost 15. With that being said, both of us called to get an itemized statement. I never had any services done that wasn't itemized for the procedures and the parts. I was told to leave my email by a nice person named Willow, who's no longer with the district. Then she said within about 4 days you should get it. Still no email. I waited another 4 days and I called and spoke with somebody named Kelly that says, until further notice, we will not be sending itemized statements. I want to know what was done and a breakdown of it, and so does my neighbor. Will they be released now?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bonnie. I live on Seal Way. I do appreciate having a water meter only because I am a conservative person in terms of water, and I did have the brown lawn when everyone else on my street was watering over at me. So I don't mind paying for my water. What I do mind is that I was originally declared a difficult install, and I was passed over on the first time they came through my street. I called to find out why. Virgil came out and told me why. I had a brick mailbox that was over my water meter. My husband and I removed that and all the concrete around it, and it was ended up being a very simple install, and I'm still being charged a tier 3. I got my itemized bill, but it just says the $950 install. I did call and request an itemization to find out why that was still $950. I have yet to receive that. My meter took 20 minutes for them to put in. I don't think I should still be a tier 3 when it was ended up being a simple install that we did all the work on.
Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for listening to all of us. My name is Emerson. I'm on Discovery Point. Me and my neighbor have meters in the same position right next to each other. This was $200 cheaper than mine. And I think the discrepancy is there's fixed costs. Your meter's going to cost so much, your box is going to cost so much, city costs are going to be so much. The big discrepancy here, I think, that everyone's bitching about is the contractor, what he charges. No, if you guys didn't audit it, you just threw out a number and you guys are paying it, making us pay it, which is not right. Something's got to be done with, you guys get a representative to go with the contractor, go around each meter and get a fixed cost. The labels. I think that's what the big difference is. Everyone, I don't think anyone minds paying their fair share. But, you know, you're getting screwed, then you kind of tackles up and go for it. But thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Good luck.
Any other comments?
Just a point of order. I've spoken. This point of order. Who governs this meeting? Is it run by Robert's rules?
What's the council?
This meeting is governed by Rosenberg's Rules of Order.
Thank you.
Am I right?
Anything?
Yeah, you're right.
I couldn't remember it off the top of my head.
Anybody else? All right. Hearing last chance. Okay, I would like to close public comment for the moment.
You don't have that many good times. You may as well be transparent and get over it once. Break your rule one time. You have the, under Rosenberg's rules of order, you have the discretion to chair.
Okay. Council has advised that this has gotten quicker than we thought, so if you have a second comment, please keep it brief and we will invite you to come forward.
Excuse me, sirs, I would have, ma'am, I would have included in this, but I didn't think that's what you wanted to hear. When our meters were installed, we have a problem on Cherry Hills where one neighbor's water meter has been leaking since the installation. They dug the hole, and before they could put the new meter in, the entire hole was filled with water. We stood there and said, please do not put the water meter in while there is a giant leak in here. Everyone else's hole was dry. They whooshed the water away, they put in the water meter, they filled it up with dirt, put it back in. It now not only leaks water, it leaks silt, which makes algae, which makes mosquitoes, or helps them, and wasps love it. And south of that, or downhill from 1922, Cherry Hills, the gutter is cracked. It is not cracked above the property. We have begged, we have asked, we have gone in and talked to both Virgil and Mr. Davies and said, please help us with this water problem. So somebody else had mentioned a broken problem. This is a big broken problem that was broken at the time of your water meter installation.
Just for clarification, was it leaking prior to us going there, or it wasn't noticed until?
No, it was leaking
prior.
Water prior, okay. But while they installed it, the thing filled up with water. Obviously, to a contractor who would say, gee, this isn't right.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Duly noted. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I get another comment.
You get another chance.
All right. So, whatever you decide, I would like to, for you, if you can consider attaching the fees to the property versus to the owner itself. For example, someone that is a homeowner for another 1 or 2 years. I mean, again, this is just my suggestion, my thought. Versus that way, because if they pay it off now, they may not, even if they're making the payments and at close of escrow, if they pay it off, then basically they're not getting the full use out of that versus the future owner. You understand where I'm coming from. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I do understand where you're coming from.
So in the future, if some of this stuff breaks, who's responsible? I'm not the one who put it in. I didn't get the opportunity.
You're right.
Who's responsible?
We will address that, sir. Taking notes. Thank you.
Again, I want to thank you guys for all your hard work. I wouldn't want to be one of you to do that. But to me, this thing seems like the city is getting ripped off by this contractor. He didn't have enough oversight. And also this consulting company, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they didn't do a very good job. I would recommend that you call in both the contractor and the consulting company and go through item by item all the stuff you've heard today. I know you think you've done that already probably, but if you're working with big companies, when you get billed, it's not unusual for the auditing people in the company to call in the vendors and say, look, this doesn't look like this. Something smells here. We need to go over this again. And I think you'd get a lot more clarification on what's going on here. There's no reason for these bills to have this different diversion. It's just completely silly. And I know they did not do that kind of work in my house. I've been in construction a long, long time. I could have done what they've done in an hour. And then they charge $950 plus the other stuff. So this just makes no sense, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to make a comment on the billing. I have trouble keeping my checkbook straight, and I got lines and little squares to put everything in. These guys, I was watching them do the job. They weren't there very long. But there was one of them, I guess the supervisor, he came by with a clipboard, piece of white paper, with a bunch of numbers on it, no lines, no, just haphazard. How in the heck they can keep track and do a good job of keeping everything audited properly is beyond me. So, I mean, that's part of the problem for the labor discrepancies coming in.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes.
Just a second.
One comment. Was the contractor that did collect the $3 million or is going to, was he invited or demanded to be at this meeting to hear what these comments are, or is he in Costa Rica now?
That's a question I cannot answer. But thank you.
I just have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
So in the frequently asked questions, I guess you would answer the questions on the internet and everything. Could you say, is there going to be a plan to look at these people that have the tier credit problems, too much in everything. Is anybody really going to go out? And if so, you're going to need a list of everybody who has a problem, of their addresses and who they are and where they are. Is that going to be addressed? Is somebody actually going to do that? Or is it just going to get brushed over completely? Because that's the problem everybody has. They seem to have so many problems. Mine is high, but it's not as out of bounds as so much more than other people are. I think you have to really go out and put a team together and check all the construction for the tiers and everything to see if it was real. The people that pulled their palm tree down and did all the work and took their mailbox out and everything, they were billed at what it looked like, not after they fixed it. That needs to be addressed. So you have to go out and check all those problems that people have. Thank you.
Hello again. The other thing is when you guys are going through your audit process, maybe you can pick a street, get time credits back from the contractors for those streets.
Yeah.
Take the average 10 houses or 15 houses, divide it up, see what their time cards match their cost, and see what's coming through as a bill. I'm in the construction industry, do it all the time. Thank you.
He's new. This one's new.
Hi, my name is Bill Morris. I live on Cherry Hills Drive. I noticed when they were putting in the meters, a lot of people don't know this, but they took a picture before they started and they took a picture when they finished. Now, what was the reason for that? You know?
So, sir, we're asking to make comments. It's not a question and answer period.
So a lot of people don't even know they did that.
I did it.
Read the facts.
Anybody else? Okay, I think that if everybody's comfortable, bad choice of words. If everybody's had an opportunity to speak, then I will close public comment at this point. And ask for a brief recess.
It's up to you. What's the board? That's correct. I can answer. So
okay.
What my suggestion would be, deliberate, and as you come up with questions, we'll go through and try to answer them unless you want me to go through each one. But I deliberate yourself. If you guys have individual questions and want any of those answered, I'm happy to answer you.
Or could I ask everybody's indulgence for just a minute? Because I think that there are probably some simple answers that can be given tonight that will help alleviate a lot of the common questions. Just give us 1 minute here.
No. Kevin. What?
This
is public. You have to have this dialogue in public.
All right, so
ask your board members.
Hold on. Okay, so a couple of things that I can think of right off the bat, and that is that there's been a lot of talk about oversight with the contractor, and a lot of you say you're in construction, so you know this to be true. The contractor came in on bid. I cannot pay him any less than he bid for the job. So where if we accept his low bid and he was substantially lower than the second bid, I have to pay him that. It was a fair bid. It was a low bid, and he came in on budget. So if I don't pay him what he bid and what the contract was for, then we get sued. I mean, if you go, I don't know how to explain any different than that. We took the low bid, and the bid came in on budget. Secondly, another issue I want to resolve, that's a very simple one, is that the fee on your water bill is just like the water that you consume. It's a water bill. It will go to whoever lives. It's part of the residence, not part of the owner's responsibility. So whoever is using that water meter and using the water coming out of that water meter is who's going to pay the bill. So with regards to sale of the home or anything like that, because the district owns the water meter, not the homeowner.
Why are we, Kevin, I can...
You are the district. Member,
you are the district.
Yeah, Member Graves, if I could, I can help with two of those items. The first one's correct.
Thank you.
You've got the first one correct. If the board recalls, this went out to bid. It went out to bid after a interview process, after a mandatory bid meeting. After a mandatory bid meeting occurred, the board considered it in a public open session. There was comments received on it. That bid selection by this board selected the lowest bid, as you just indicated, and it was significantly lower than the other two bids. That's provided, and that information is provided in the FAQ sheet on the website.
Yeah.
In addition, the amount of the bid, as you indicated, was what it went over, and the change orders that were required for the work was minimal compared to a $3 million project. You know, in a $3 million project, when you see normal municipalities do this, you are correct. That the consultant and the contractor is not going to come back out and say, gosh, we got it all. They did a bid based on what they had, the information they had. The choice and the solution or the options for how payment was going to be made was done after the bid process. So the bid full amount was accepted and this board accepted. Nobody protested, nobody objected to the amount of the full bid. The second thing is you are correct with respect to the bill for the water charge, the charge under your rates. And under the water, California Water Code, you as a district that provides water and sewer are obligated, are required every 5 years, if you're going to make any change in your rates, to go out for a water rate analysis. Prop 218 election goes out to the entire community. The entire community at the time, all the new meters and the other and all those that had meters received notice in the mail individually that the water rate analysis was being conducted and that there was a 218 protest procedure. We received no protests. I'm sorry, we received four letters protesting an issue, nothing to do with new water meter installation. On the 2016 rate study analysis, $9 was accounted for. This board and your staff has come back and said you don't need to employ the full $9. It's only $8.01. That was reviewed and permitted under the current water rate analysis. The water rate analysis being done in 2016 will expire in 2021. In 2021, you will be obligated, if you're going to make any adjustments to pay for new filters, to pay for new wells, to pay for new monitoring, to pay for new consultants, all of those things, you're going to be required, if you're going to try to recover those costs, you're going to be required to go out for a new rate analysis and a new 218 analysis. If you decide to not change the rates, which is the $8.01 that now is going to be in effect, it will carry on with as long as you haven't done a new rate analysis. That amount stays there until that time. You can eliminate it at any given time, and you can increase it at a given time if you so choose with the water rate analysis and the proper 218 notification. That bill, just like the other charges that are currently on your water rate, on your bills, that water rate runs with the land. That's the term of art, and that's the legal term. Everybody's saying, what do we do with escrow and what do we disclose? You disclose the exact same thing that you would disclose under any property, where the water bill and the water rate and the water charge for connections, for the filtration, for the sewer treatment plant, all of that is contained within the water bill itself, and that runs with the land. But there was a third item that you mentioned, but those are the ones that I have right now.
Ownership of the...
Ownership. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was the third one. Good. Ownership. As is stated on the frequently asked question sheet on the internet, the ownership is the district. The district owns all of its facilities, just like you own the water treatment plant, just like you own the lines. If it breaks, if you've got a break now, we've already taken one address, it is your responsibility as a district. You can charge for actual costs of providing services, but when the water filtration system breaks, you come out of pocket, the district comes out of pocket for it, and if we need to recover those costs at a later date, you'll have to do the proper water rate analysis like we did in 2016 with the proper 218 notification. So I think it's important to note that one, you recover your cost by doing the proper 218 analysis, which is what we're going back to for this, although it could have been a regulatory fee at any given time. So the water meters that break or the cement that cracks becomes the district's responsibility. The district's responsibility. So you do not lease, you do not own, the individuals do not lease, they don't own, they don't have the right to repair. For the same reasons I could answer the questions, why couldn't we have 3,900 contractors individually doing it? Liability, the district's responsible for it. You can't put that burden on your citizens, nor would for liability purposes, would you?
Can I ask just a staff help question, just for my clarification? I want to make sure I understand the proposal here. First off, if this proposal were to be approved, number one is all the existing bills would be rescinded.
Yes.
That's correct. And if anybody has given us a check and has not been cashed, then we return to them. So that the $8 bill would be put on the water bill, would be paid by the user at the time, no issues with real estate or escrow or closing costs or disclosures other than a normal real estate disclosure that we have municipal water. And therefore, the cost of this project will more or less be paid over the life of the asset, the life of the water meter as such, and then future replacements and so forth could be built into the rates that will be considered in a couple of years from now.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Any other comments from the other directors?
If the board is so inclined, you do have a resolution before you. It is resolution, we do actually have a number now, resolution 2018-04. If the board was so inclined, you could make a motion to approve resolution 2018-04. And that would take staff's recommendation, return all of the checks, put the $8.01 on the bill, until satisfied.
Okay, then I would make a motion to approve resolution 2018-04. And as I understand it, that would become effective July 1?
That's correct.
Implemented and effective July 1. That's my motion.
I answered that incorrectly. You said that become effective. The resolution becomes effective immediately upon adoption. However, under the resolution and under the proposal that staff's given you, bills would not be sent out. The $8.01 charge would not start hitting the water bills until July 1.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded.
So you're going further to do discussion. This again in 2021.
Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Wait, we're still conducting business. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
You can take a recess. You want to take a 5-minute recess to clear their chambers if people don't mistake.
Meeting is recessed for 5 minutes. Okay. I'm not here a minute, so I'm sure they said that. Okay. Brian Gatto, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for asking, because I wanted to know that myself. Where are we now? Manager's reports. Anything? Virgil, Matt. We're missing a manager.
Well, let me chime in on it.
Please come to the
water conservation. Somebody brought that up earlier. Some people were conserving water. For the month of March, we had a reduction of 47% compared to 2013. Just so you know. And compared to 411 water districts in the state of California, where each one of us report how much water we took out of the rivers or out of the ground, whatever,
we are under, we are number five for having the best in the way of reduction and the number of gallons per person.
And I appreciated the fact that there was there are a lot of people that were, as we know, we're down, what, 20, 30, what, how much percent?
47% from March.
That's April. And that really can't be based on the, what the water meter is. I mean, people are really doing a good job of conserving. I appreciate that. It's going to make our everything last longer because we're not processing so much water. Anything from you, Matt?
No, just in front of you, I gave you a sneak peek of the activities guide.
Appreciate that.
It's not being released until next week, so keep it off the coffee tables, off the counter, keep it down next week, put it out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Put it on next
Director's week. Reports, any standing any committee reports that we'd like to talk about?
This afternoon we had our communications committee where we received an update on our website and our social media activity. It appears that our website is being used as a resource. We have over 1,000 hits a week right now, and people are spending several minutes learning about the different programs we have. So I think the communication is going good. We also got an update regarding the fixed communication sign on Discovery Boulevard. We have a permit out for approval and making progress. So that's our report tonight.
Thank you, Chris. General Manager report. I don't need a paper for that. General Manager report.
Just wanted to remind the board that the management staff is going to a team building next week. We're going to leave, we'll be in Monday morning, but leaving Monday afternoon.
I'm waiting to hear good things about how you guys are such a great team. And council. I'm sorry, was that it? Mike?
Yes.
Okay, council? Okay. Any future agenda items that we can think of at the moment? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.